you know, she's so hard to hear, right? And so hard to talk. Bless her heart. I know. I won't say that about a movie we watch. But I was thinking, those of you, of us who know her, I thought it would maybe, like, if it pops into your mind, and if it, totally if it works, but I thought it would be cute to just leave a note on her front porch for her, because she can read those. And, you know, just like, you know, anytime, you know, throughout any week, it might be a sweet thing to do. So here, I'll write that down for you. So I'm going to kick this off and then turn it over to Becky. No.
Oh, I'm done, so Becky's got it.
Wait a minute, that was my line.
That first. So we're just going to share out of Proverbs 18. I had an interesting conversation with a young lady at work. She's a believer, and she was having some health problems, and they were overwhelming to her. And I just, you know, I grabbed her hand and I said, come on, let's pray. And, you know, so I am praying from this, you know, seat of heaven, how we talk about from heaven to earth. And it was just so interesting to me. Her response was a little uncomfortable, kind of laughing. Now, she's a believer. And it was like, oh, Darla, because I wasn't, you know, being boisterous or loud or anything, but I was just saying, proclaiming truth and speaking to the illness and, you know, leave in Jesus' name and and like matching my expectation with heaven and that reality. And, anyway, I thought, so, you know, that was no big deal. I know that, you know, God is so present in the middle of any time we step out like that, and he's, you know, just working his way in. But it started me thinking on the things that form us. How are you formed? How are you, I'm losing words here, but what are the things that form you? And so the book of Proverbs is one of those for me. Probably since I was in high school, off and on, but on a regular basis, I would do that, you know, for the 1st of April, I would read Proverbs 1. 2nd of April, I'd read and I'd go through the months. And so I've read the book a jillion times. And as I was reading through, I was on the 18th of whatever month, reading 18. Chapter 18, and it's so filled with just, man, like, bam, truth. And so this interaction with this coworker, and I just thought, you know, it is so important to just be formed by the scriptures. And, you know, Proverbs is a great, great place to, I mean, it'll hit you between the eyes. You know, you know, instruction. And I'm constantly, even after all of these years, it's like, oh, I didn't do that one right, you know, and not condemnation, but, you know, I think of Luke, you know, or, you know, just any young child, your grandkids. When you're raising them, you are forming and fashioning them, right? And what's the verse that says, he's the potter and we're the clay, right? He forms us. And there's a direction Adam and Lisi definitely want him to go in. Same with your grandkids. One day for me, grandkids. And anyway, just the importance of letting the word of God. There's lots of, you know, winds and styles and everything out there, but the word of God is true and it's forever. And so I don't know, that was a preamble. So we're going to work off of Proverbs 18:14. And as I'm reading through this chapter, and this was a verse that just jumped out at me, and I just thought, it really just made me think. It says, the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit? And it just stopped me. It was like, okay, so the spirit of a man, I mean, sickness comes. That can be our health, you know, our physical body. It can be emotional. It can be, you know, in our soul. It can be intellectual. I mean, there's all sorts of expressions of sickness. But so it just really stopped me. So if the spirit of a man sustains me, it's pretty important that my spirit man is strong and healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And
you said Proverbs what? Proverbs
18, and that is verse 14.
Okay.
Oh, I had written a note. Not to be confused, you know, this isn't saying if you have a strong spirit, you're not going to get sick.
Right.
That's not what it's saying at all.
Right.
It's saying that when those things come, we get sick. We, situations in our lives and our families, things happen. And so the strength of the spirit is what sustains us. And you had said something yesterday about not just sustaining as in a status quo. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, that, you know, God obviously is sustaining us. He's there. He's there all the time. He's aware of us and every mood and every heartache, every blessing.
Right.
He's God. And that as we, you know, as we build, and that builds us and we get bigger in our faith. But it doesn't just stop there. It's like even as you get then into trials, it doesn't mean there's not trials. But now it's like that inner man is built and is building and uses even those trials to further our walk with him, to further our faith with him, our trust in him, that he will work and create miracles if that's what we need. He's got it.
Yeah.
And he's willing, not just, oh God, I've got a cold, oh dear, okay, I'm sure it'll get better, but no, it's like if you have a cold, even if it's a cold, it's that God is willing to step in and heal that. He is willing to step in, and that is one of the things that always amazed me about God. It was like, why bother? If it's a cold, if it's an irritant.
I know, I've been there.
Why would he bother?
Mm.
You know,
why would he care about that?
Yeah, and it's like, it's even so meaningful that even in the smallest of things, mm-hmm. It's like, he's right there.
I'm reading the Passion, it says, the will to live sustains you when you're sick. Depression crushes courage.
Mm.
And leaves you unable to cope. So I'm thinking on the sustainment thing that you were saying, it's like, okay, so if depression is a crusher, then encouragement and joy,
right.
It's like actually helps you come on top of situations.
That's so
right?
good. So that leads into, so I just highlighted three things out of just chapter 18. I think there's a million things that, you know, that we could say. So just hang on to that thought, Danny, because I may have you repeat it. But I just wanted to make this one statement. As I was thinking about this, so how do you have a strong spirit? The thing that's going to hold me and sustain me and propel me forward. I thought, you've heard the phrase, salvation is free, maturity costs something. And so to me, having a strong spirit is a walk of maturity. We can, like my coworker, you can stay at this very introductory level, and you're believing in God and you're going to heaven and, you know, everything, but there's not a lot of depth or maturity that you can pull from. And so, you know, that takes, so these three things, and like I said, there's millions of them, but it takes being intentional and it takes being thoughtful and consistent. You know, that we're consistently giving ourselves toward these things. So
I was thinking when you said that, how do you, strong spirit, what are you feeding it?
Yeah.
You're feeding it love.
Yeah, how, what are you feeding your spirit to make it strong?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Or not.
Yeah. But like your pedal is a sustain pedal, right?
That's so good, yeah.
I was just thinking about that, but I mean, I was looking it up. But that's what we're doing with love.
Right.
You're applying love. You're not applying something that you learn somewhere. Or
so what did you
101 or 102 or, you know, you're using something.
You're so using, take that love, and then what did you say? Intentional, what? Same old? The three?
Consistent.
Yeah.
And what?
With effort. With
so I'm thinking about love. What does intentional love look like? What is consistent love look like? What is, what's the one?
With effort.
With effort.
Yeah.
You have to actually.
Energy.
You have to go write the note.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
have to go. Exactly.
Yeah, literally you have to go do it. Oh, it's all about it. Yeah, literally do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good. So you'd read it in The Passion, and you were saying if depression is what?
It says if depression crushes courage and leaves you unable to cope, so you're under your situation.
Right, that's the
end. And how do you, then what brings you over? It's like, well, what it's what brings courage?
Right. Right?
What's the thing that
so of my three things, my first one was in Proverbs 8:1. Mm-hmm. And it says, a man who isolates himself seeks his own desires. He rages against all wise judgment. And verse 2, I wrote down, a fool has no delight in understanding, but only expressing his own heart. And so my first just the thought for having a strong spirit is stay connected. You don't isolate yourself. You must be surrounded by people who are going to put, you know, we say encourage. I always think of it. I don't even know if it, you know, means it like this, but to put courage in you. I'm going to encourage you.
Yeah.
I'm going to put courage in you.
Yeah, that's good.
I know.
It's not like a real thing, but. Yeah.
I think it's something, it has something to do with heart, like in heart or something.
Oh,
like
now I got to find it out.
Something. Encouragement. Like courage means something having to do with the heart, I think.
So. I think you're right.
See if you can find it.
In heart. I like that. In heart.
In heart. Ooh, that is so good. So that was just, and.
In heart.
I think it.
Courage.
I'm not sure how to say this. Jump in.
There you go, like in heart.
There is, so like my coworker, a believer, but kind of an unbelieving believer. Like she was like shocked, like I would be saying, God, heal her right now.
Yeah.
And so there is a level, while we have fellowship with all sorts.
Yeah.
And huge value that you can gain from all sorts. An unbeliever, huge value that you can gain from them, you know, because they can still speak truth to you. Mm-hmm. But there is something of gathering with people who are like-minded to know this is the reality in heaven.
Yeah.
This is what's true there. And I'm going to live my life from heaven to earth. I'm not begging. I'm not trying to get God's attention or anything, but there's a strength and a power that, you know, a lot of these kingdom realities that are totally not in the world, but also not in, sometimes in churches too, because, you know, we just haven't been taught to believe like that.
Right.
So surrounding yourself, with those kinds of voices. And one of you had said, you didn't say you are what you eat, but who said something about that? Was that Lisa?
No, I just said, what are you feeding your spirit to make it strong?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'll get on the news and I'll read the news and everything. But if I'm not feeding my spirit more with who God is, his nature and his character, than all of those things.
Well,
it starts to, for me, that's just, I'm saying for me, it starts to tip me over. I start to get more jaded. I start to not expect something amazing. I start to make excuses why, you know, this or that. And so just to really be, what did I say? Intentional, consistent, and with effort that I am listening to those things that are filling me up.
And I think when we are doing that, it's like,
just the little phrases, how we talk about things, spreads his spirit. You know, that there's that he's inside. And it's like when I'm talking to someone, it's like he's a part of that. There's, you know, certain times that, you know, I'll change a subject for somebody. You know, we're talking about something, I just go, and I head off on somewhere else. And then, but then I had to come back and say, God, that's just exactly what I needed. I know that's not what we were talking about, but but that's what I needed.
Yeah.
And thank you for, you know, and bring that out. It's like, as we just live, we've spent time in prayer, we've spent time sharing, we've spent time praying for, and then it manifests itself because he's alive, and we're even feeding that to a bigger part of our lives as we continue on, and especially in like reading scriptures, that's always been really meaningful to me, and I find that when I'm not talking to him, you know, in the scripture sense, that he's talking to me and I'm responding, that it's like that is building up in me, and then he brings somebody or something that tests me in that. And I think of it more not me, well, she's, I've been teaching her that, so let me test her. I think it in terms of more that he already saw it coming. She's gonna need a little more help, a little more sustenance already there to deal with what's coming. And he works on that. He works inside, and he works that I'm ready. You know, it doesn't surprise him when those things happen to me. He already knows. He's already made a plan. He's already set that word in me.
That's it almost reminds me of the loaves and fish. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have the spirit in you, and when you start, you know, encouraging someone else, it's like that little bit of loaves and fish in you, it's dividing.
Ooh, so good.
It's building you, and it's giving them, and it's going to have leftovers.
So
there is a verse in the Bible that does say that when you don't have the words, the Spirit will speak. Right? So even though we, you know, like when we ring a note out and it rings out, you know, still even after we, it sustains.
Right.
The same thing we may not know what to say to God, I mean, even when we go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But we have something on our heart.
Mm.
I believe that he still hears it.
Yeah.
And we may not be expecting it when it comes back. So when you're,
that's awesome.
Like you're talking right now about when you were starting out with something and it went another direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody needed to hear that because the Holy Spirit was speaking through you.
Danny's raising
like that. Hand.
Well. Be nice, you know.
Danny, you do it all the time, Danny.
Yeah. All right, encourage. Okay.
Okay.
So the first thing that popped in my head was the backland, you know, about strengthening yourself. He has like an encouraging, he talks about encouraging yourself and all that. And there is a verse that warns about those that encourage themselves in evil. I've never seen that before. It's like, wait a second. They're encouraging themselves in evil. It's a caution.
Mm-hmm.
So to encourage, it says, it's like to become strong, to be firm, to grow stout, to be resolute. It's like, I'm becoming strong on this basis. This is what's causing me to be strong. And so there's a Bible that says, that cautions you about trying to make your resolutions and draw your strength from these other foundations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So to encourage, it's like you're saying, I'm gonna be strong on this truth.
That's awesome. What's that verse?
Oh, the one about, it's in Psalm 64.
Mm-hmm.
It says, they encourage themselves in an evil matter.
Yeah, they were coming.
They talk of laying snares. They about this and devising schemes.
Jeremy, so that's coming from other gods.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, so it's basically
right.
saying,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
So this thing about, it gets back to, what are you feeding your spirit?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Am I going to build on this basis
yeah.
or kingdom? Am I going to...
Did you find anything on heart?
It does
yeah.
mean, it does come from the root for heart.
Yay!
Heart.
Really?
And then courage means in heart. So, like, in heart.
Oh, neat.
To,
come
yeah.
on!
Yeah.
That's cool!
That's super good.
You got it.
Okay, so strong spirit. The next one was Proverbs 18:4. And
you're gonna
I just,
be sad you asked people out here what we think.
I know. what helps make a strong spirit. So that's gonna sustain us in hard times or trials or just no fun part of my life. And how we talk and think. It says, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters.
Yeah.
The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook.
Yeah.
So how we talk, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters.
Mm-hmm.
The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. So this whole chapter goes back and forth between the foolish man
mm-hmm.
and the wise man,
mm-hmm.
you know, the
yeah.
fool and then wisdom. So it's, you know, so this is, I'm not reading the whole entire thing, but so it's likening the words of a man's mouth on the foolish side, that when we are partnering with the negative, the discouraging, the rehearsing, the
right.
anger, the,
right.
you know, misrepresentation, you know, the mis-expectation, the betrayal, the, you know, when we're rehearsing all of that, it's like this deep water
yeah.
that's on the foolish side. And
mm-hmm.
Versus wisdom is this wellspring. So it's fresh. It is moving. It is
lively.
Yes. You know, they talk about a babbling brook, right? And it's one of my favorite places to go
yeah.
because it feels like the voice of God to me. It does. It feels like Holy Spirit, you know, just when I hear the river
mm-hmm.
going. And
I'm the same way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I'm
a babbler. Yeah.
yeah. I was just
talking
about
it.
What is that song? I've never heard
yes.
that.
Yes,
before.
I do.
Yes.
So,
I've never heard that before.
You know, so our words are bringing life and death.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's,
right.
And it's,
yeah.
you know, it's listening to the
yes.
spirit and
mm-hmm.
bringing those things out.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm a real Steve Backlund fan. And so he had this thing, this paper that I had, and it's about how we get into those negatives,
mm-hmm.
and we need to delete it. And
yeah.
so he puts this great big, he's got, I don't know, a dozen things, but what he's saying is, this is going to happen, and you don't know, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Delete. Not done enough. Delete.
Oh, that's a good one.
things will never change.
Delete.
Your opinion doesn't matter. Delete. You know, each of those things going on. And I think, you know,
no kidding.
Most of the time it's like, it's like, okay, but we don't delete it. It's like, it's still roams around.
Yeah.
Right.
And even just the when I was going through it, it's like
yeah.
just thinking of the word delete is very defined, very it's
yeah.
a strong word. Yeah. It's not
yeah.
like just like a go away or you know, oh I don't want to think like that.
It's
or,
literally
it's
gone.
Like, it's gone. It's
delete.
Not there anymore.
We kind of want to hang on to that undo button.
yeah,
you need that
empty
trash.
Sleep
empty
trash.
Empty
trash.
Empty the trash bin.
Right.
Are
you sure you want to delete it there?
And then to go the next step beyond that. It's so a big one for me has been I won't know what to do. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't know what's next. And so if I delete it, I was just reminding myself. and there's many other verses too, but Philippians 4:8 that says, think on these things, right? Whatever is good and right and true and noble. Good reports, you know, those, and there are other verses too, but it's really honing. I am going to set aside, so this is what makes a strong spirit. I'm going to set aside, I'm going to delete these things. But I'm going to replace it with, okay, if I don't know what to do, so if that's deleted, then God always shows up and leads me through when I don't know what to do.
Right.
And when I go in that direction, I start looking for, well, what will that, it's just been amazing to me. And it is outside of my like normal gifting where God is actually showing and leading and giving an answer. And my personal testimony is it's usually not what I am expecting or thinking about or even wanting. It's different. It's often very different, but it strengthens my spirit and it does sustain me, causes me to be strong in the middle of, you know, any of that uncertainty. Sound good?
Yay.
And then I just had,
I was just going to say that, you know, just in that dimension, it's like that, you know, there's been so many months that we've been praying for Caleb.
I know, right?
And it's just, you know, it just, he just, wears on your heart, but it's like, oh, you know, God, you've got to do something. And it's like in all of those months, and I, you know, there were the times where it's just like, oh, just, I need to go out to dinner. I need to think about some, but it's like, but God, and I see that now, you know, it's like, he kept me in that place because that's exactly what Caleb needed. That's, you know, he needed me, and God needed me to be praying for him and to be making sure that, you know, I'm talking to Danielle and Nathan and building up their faith to trust God to do this. And a part of it when I was first, you know, working it out with God, what am I going to say and stuff, it's like, you know, maybe I should get, you know, throw something in to get him ready because it really looks like he's going to die. Yeah, maybe that, and it's like, and God was always very faithful. We're just saying, no, not going there. Yeah, and I even heard the yet, not going there yet. I mean, God was not telling me, oh, good, he's going to be healed. But I knew, whatever it is, it's not yet. You know, and when we're now that we're getting to this, it's like we're still struggling with some major things that need to be healed, and they just let him go home. But he still is not able to eat. And so God still has a work there. And still has a purpose for the clarity of mind to remember him and to remember that he is in God's hands and that God is faithfully calling not just me but others to pray for him and to bring him to God's solution, whatever that is, to what God has planned.
That's so good. So we'll just close with this last one. It's Proverbs 18:17. The first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. And then jumping to 19, a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city. So a strong spirit, surround yourself. Fill yourself with all of the right, you know, people and input. Be aware of how you talk, how you think, how you talk, and resist being offended. Resist offense. You know, the first one to plead his cause, it's like, I'm there all the time. It's like, I know the situation and this is what I think and this is my, you know, opinion until somebody comes along and I can die on my just on that hill of I'm right, you know, and there's a lot of humility that has to get interwoven in all of these things, right? I mean, we have to be able to just take a step back a little bit to not, you know, to allow, I might not have all the answers. I might not have, you know, the just the exact answers. And so when we partner with I'm offended, we're really kind of doing what you said there at the beginning, Danny, of strengthening, on the other side, we're strengthening that sustaining bulwark that is on what is negative. He called it evil. You know, that's really strong. But and hanging on to, you know, this idea of do I honor and value what's going on in a person's life, and the people that come into your life, and to the degree that that you're able to just elevate them. And I kind of forget what I was saying about that, but so we're gonna close this real fast. But
can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is just something that I thought of it while you were talking, is that, you know, when there, I have had offenses that I really have had a hard time dealing with, you know, somebody said that to me, and it just hurts every time I think, and I'm not real happy about them either. God just spoke to me, and I got a piece of paper, and I wrote down what they said, and it was terrible. I wrote it down, and then I burned it.
Oh, so
and when I would think about, my mind would start to, you know, sometimes bring that up or remember that. It's like what I would see in my mind was burning paper.
It's like the deleted
button. Yeah, that's the deleted button, just a very physical delete button. You've destroyed it. It's gone. It's dealt with. And that brings that full memory. A physical memory to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So being quick to forgive and quick to release and not to. I had wrote down a phrase. It's like a bottle brush. You know, when you use a bottle brush to get into all of those hard places, it feels like that to me. That when I'm resisting that being offended over. You name it, that God is able to get in those nooks and crannies and scrub that out. And so strong spirit, sustaining in difficulties, trials, things that we don't like. The three things.
Intentional.
Yeah, stay connected to kingdom influence and with people. And be careful how you talk and how you think, and stay away from offense. Be quick to forgive and to release. And these are the things that form us, and we let those things form us more than all of the external things in our family.
Can I just add a little bit to that?
Yeah, please.
I feel like it fits here. So I've been reading a lot about resilience, especially like raising a son, right? Like I want him to have good emotional resilience, good resilience for just when things come up, like how do you handle it? Because I don't have that. I was not raised with that, turns out. So I want to make sure that he has that. But like the number one thing for resilience, right, a strong spirit, is safety and connection and attunement.
And what?
Attunement, being attuned to emotions, someone else's emotions, right?
Okay.
Somebody reflecting on you, what's going on, sitting with you in it, right?
How's that spelled? What do you see? Is it atonement or is it
attunement? It's kind of like empathy, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So, like, that just made me think of, like, you can't have a strong spirit and you can't actually even hope for something good to happen until you feel safe.
Right.
Because your body is just like, it's neuroscience. If you're in fight or flight, you actually can't see past the problem. Like, that's all you can see. So getting yourself into a place of safety, which is surrounding yourself with people, like getting yourself, if that's like imagining yourself with God or whatever that looks like, it's connecting, staying connected, and getting your brain and your body into a place of safety.
That is so
wow,
good.
What
it's really
cool
important
word.
To do it with somebody. Mm. Even if it's with God, right? Mm-hmm. Or with another person, or even you with yourself, imagining your wise, older self with your young child self, right? Giving yourself nurture and love. And that way, once you're in the place of safety and connection, then you can actually begin to see what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually like start problem solving
or
receiving love or whatever it is that you need.
Yeah.
What a cool word.
That's very, very good. I Christian believer my whole life, but it's only been in the recent years that when I heard God is good and that his love is always for me, there's something that happened that changed in me. And it made me feel safe. It made me feel like I can trust this even though I don't see anything else, and began kind of that process. That's just been in my older years for sure. Anyway, you want to pray?
Yes.
God, Lord Jesus, we call on you to touch each of our hearts. God, that you've been here, that you've been listening, that you've been loving us in this time, that we can know more about you, that we can turn our hearts to how is it we want to touch you, how we look for you. God, that we can see that there's different ways, there's many ways to do that, but that you are faithful to answer, that you are faithful to be close.
Yeah.
God, thank you that you bring joy to our spirits as we know that you are never ending, never stopping, that you stay with us. Thank you, God. Bless this week and the people that we'll encounter, the words that we can share. Amen.
Amen. Amen.